Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sis, and welcome to Seller Notes. So, a couple years ago, we did a show talking about New Zealand Pinot Noirs, and it was time to go back and revisit and see if things have changed much. And you, Alan, you volunteered for the mission.
I took one for the team. A few years ago, I was not terribly impressed, but I did feel there was potential.
Right.
And sure enough, they're reaching their potential, and I've seen distinct improvement, at least with the three wines that I tasted.
Mm-hmm.
They really are starting to show me something. Let's start with one from a pretty well-known producer, Villa Maria. Their Pinot Noir from Marlborough, and all of these are from Marlborough. 2020, this is $22, and Villa Maria is a very reputable producer. The Pinot Noir is quite respectable, very fragrant, juicy, and well-made, and first the aroma. It was really fairly sophisticated. Strong tea, tart red cherries, and classic beetroot. So those are all totally proper. And on the palate, the flavors are fresh and fruity. I'd say the flavors are more basic than refined.
Okay.
But that's okay. Still, it's a lot of sweet berry flavors, and they were very, very nice. Good acidity, no tannins to speak of, and overall lightness to the wine. I thought it was a very good entry-level Pinot Noir.
Okay.
You're not going to be disappointed in it by any means. Here's one that really, really opened my eyes, and it shows how far I think they've come. This is Yilan Pinot Noir from Marlborough, 2019, $21. And this is my wine of the week, Hugh, and listen to what I have to say about it. This Pinot strongly resembles true Burgundy. The nose alone sells it. There's a phrase we occasionally use describing Pinot Noir, and that's barnyard.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, it's not a pretty aroma, but it's very, very correct for Pinot Noir. And it's kind of funky, kind of earthy. But beneath that, I found strong tea again, dark cherry, and deep earth notes.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very convincing is a Burgundian wine. On the palate, the wine is definitely a step above entry level. It has density, it has really good fruit, and almost an aged flavor. And since it's 2019, it has seen a little bit of age.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah. The fruit is both bitter and a little bit sweet.
Okay.
So nice contrast there. Has good acid and good tannins. And there's a good lashing of oak, a layer of that earthiness that I was talking about. And I do think you could slip this wine into a Burgundian tasting and no one would know the difference. So my Yilan's Pinot Noir 2019, my wine of the week. Now, here's another one I really enjoyed. It's called Rock Fairy, and it's called The Third Rock from the Sun. Or Third Rock, actually, but we know what that means. From Marlborough, again, 21 vintage, $27, a little more pricey. This is a good entry-level Pinot Noir with some breeding. The aroma is textbook varietal, black cherry and beetroot. The wine has a lightness to it with good fruit, gingery acidity, and notable tannins. It was the most tannic of the three that I tasted. The flavors include black cherry, ginger, with a sour oaky finish. And this Pinot Noir goes, I think it's just a pretty decent one. It'll go with a lot of good dinner things. Rather a good effort from New Zealand. Rock Fairy, Third Rock Pinot Noir. There you go, Hugh. I'm really, really pleased with how things are happening. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.